It's 92.9 The Mountain, quality music, true variety, and Melissa Etheridge there, Come to My Window. Just before Melissa Etheridge, the Dave Matthews Band gave us Every Day, title track from that release. My name is Jenny, and thanks for being here. It's Friday. We're moving into the 9 o'clock hour in just a bit right now, joined by Dawn and John with our movie night traffic light. You guys are in the studio.
Yeah,
we are.
So
this
exciting.
Is fun. Yeah.
It is fun. It's nice to have you here.
We got so used to seeing you during the green tour that we had to come in.
Yeah, good. You're never going to be able to get rid of us.
Oh, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. That's great. So we're talking about movies coming out this weekend.
Yeah, there's a few opening today. There's one called Let's Go to Prison, but after John and I saw Employee of the Month, there was no way we were going to go see another Dax Shepard movie, so we didn't see that one, but we are going to tell you about Fast Food Nation, Happy Feet, and Casino Royale.
Oh, All right.
Yeah, lots of movies.
Let's get started.
All right, Fast Food Nation. Now, if it were a value meal, Jenny, it would definitely be a number two, if you know what I'm talking about.
Fast Food Nation is like a... Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I'm jumping in on the whole thing.
Well, it stars a whole bunch of people. It stars Greg Kinnear, Patricia Arquette, Avril Lavigne even, Ethan Hawke, and Bruce Willis.
Oh, wow.
But if you asked any one of those people what the movie was about, I bet they're going to tell you something different, because this is one of those movies where the stars show up for just a few minutes, kind of do their thing to get like a social commentary across, and you know, something about what they care about, maybe like unfair treatment of illegal aliens or even cows, you know, that you should stay in school, that single moms have it hard, or even that corporate America is corrupt, if you can believe that.
which means
that they're trying to tell too many things in this movie and they never really get a message across. And the story's about illegal aliens that cross the border and they're forced to work in a slaughterhouse. And at the same time, Greg Kinnear, he's a corporate executive for a fast food company who's sort of kind of maybe a little bit investigating reports of contaminated food.
Yeah, I really like a movie with a message, but this one, the story is just so weak. And the issues it addresses, they're important, but they're also mainstream already. I mean, we're already aware of all these things. So for me, it was kind of more irritating than it was, you know, eye-opening or entertaining. But that being said, beef and leather, I'm pretty much over both, Jenny. There's no more leather pants for
See,
me.
See, that's funny because I hear Fast Food Nation and I immediately would have thought that it was about fast food, like the corporation of the fast food. I mean, I can picture it, but it just didn't come.
That's actually what the book it's based on is about. It's an expose of the fast food industry
and all of the different things that the fast food industry.
But this is a fictional story, kind of. Highlighting those things through a story that's not very good.
Not good at all. In fact, John is over the whole beef and leather thing because there are some really nasty, nasty slaughterhouse scenes in the movie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that are just really bad, which means I'm not going to eat hamburgers anymore, but I probably still will wear my leather pants.
Next screen tour, we'll see about those leather pants, Dawn.
Okay, but on our movie night traffic light, we're going to rate this one at red. You really should not see this movie.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, the next one, of course, is Happy Feet.
I think this one.
Starring the voice talents of Hugh Jackman and Robin Williams, Brittany Murphy, Robin Williams. I guess if you're paying him millions for voice talent, he can pretty much be every character, so that's kind of what they did.
I remember when he was in Aladdin, and he didn't do tons of different voices.
I think he really
does a good job at that. He really is into that kind of thing. But Happy Feet, it's a mix between your normal animated movie and a musical, because there's a lot of music in it. And it's being released today in both regular theaters and IMAX theaters, which is kind of cool.
Ooh.
And I guess in the world of penguins, how they attract each other is to sing. Well, poor little Mumble, he can't sing at all, so he's shunned by the other penguins.
Oh.
But he can really dance up a storm. But the other penguins think that's weird. So he can't attract a soulmate, so he and some buddies head out to figure out what's happening to all their fish and making them go hungry. But what they don't know is that his dancing skills might actually end up saving everybody.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
This is another movie with a message, but this one, of course, is delivered with a little song and dance and an interesting story, heart-pounding action, and some good old penguin humor, Jenny. So I hate to use the word, it is adorable. It is an excellent movie. We really enjoyed it. My only issue with it is that now that I know that all the fishing is killing the penguins, or at least the animated ones, now I can't eat fish. So I'm pretty much running out of things to eat here.
Well, good thing Thanksgiving is coming up, because you can have a lot of turkey.
Yeah, we haven't seen a movie about turkeys.
Seen turkeys yet, so that might be okay.
You know, another good thing about this movie, though, it has an awesome soundtrack. And it also has a really, really good message. You know, if you, no matter how different you are, just do the very best with what you have. And so in our movie night traffic light, we're going to rate Happy Feet a green.
Oh, right. That's awesome. And every
really
time I see
one.
That commercial, I just want to squeeze those little penguins.
They are
so cute.
The animation is amazing in this movie.
Great.
Yeah. Yep.
And now we've got dun 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 dun.
The big one.
Casino Royale. This is actually the 22nd Bond movie starring 007, number 6 in what's actually the first Bond story. If you can't follow all that, there's no way you're going to survive this mission, Jenny.
Uh-oh. Well, see, yeah, these are not my things anyway. So I feel just how I normally do.
Yeah.
Lost.
That's just John, though, I think. But, you know, this movie is a lot like what they did with Batman Begins, but this is how James Bond, Agent 007, came to be. Yep. And it's based on the first book that Ian Fleming ever wrote about James Bond, and Daniel Craig, he's now James Bond, and before he can become a 00 agent, he has to do 2 assassinations, which he does, and he gets his license to kill as Agent 007.
Uh-huh.
And the movie starts with this really amazing chase scene. It's the best one we've ever seen, and it's Bond chasing a bad guy on foot, and it's just incredible. And this begins his mission to stop the bad guys from winning money at a poker tournament so that they can fund terrorism.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And like everyone, I mean, we were huge skeptics, but I'm going to tell you, Daniel Craig, best Bond ever. This guy was meant to play this role. Reminded me so much of my days as a secret agent. Before the band hit it big and the astronaut service came a-calling. But seriously, I really like what they did with the character. He's so raw and unrefined, but just incredibly cool. And the movie's got all the beautiful Bond girls. It's got the fascinating exotic locations and just phenomenal action. Like Don was saying, the first 10 minutes of this movie really puts to shame all your other so-called action movies. It's a little weird that it's the Bond beginning, but it's set in present day. And there are a few things that I think the true Bond fans might find a little sacrilegious, but our only big issue with it, and it's actually a really big issue, is the story. Somebody ought to be like targeted for termination over the story in this, unfortunately.
Yeah, you know, the story is really long, which would have been okay if it made any sense, but the story really didn't make sense, and that's where it kind of lost it. And another issue we had is some of the things that make James Bond movies classics were missing from this.
Huh.
Like, you know, this is going to sound weird coming from me, but you know how the opening credits where they have the silhouette of the naked girls? There was none of that in this.
Uh-huh.
The theme song was really weird.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know.
Some things you got to keep traditional so
right.
that people don't lose.
Yeah, and one of the big things is, you know, usually James Bond has a lot of gadgets that he uses to get himself out of sticky situations. There wasn't a lot of that in this.
Yeah, and that's when he was kind of just lucky to get out of the bad situation.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I think they're trying to take it a different way, and it was a little bit disappointing, and the story was kind of weird. So on our movie night traffic light, we're going to rate Casino Royale a yellow.
Oh.
This should have, and it could have been, a much better movie.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
So next weekend is big Thanksgiving weekend, and you guys are going to join us on Wednesday as
right.
opposed to on Friday, so we can talk about what you can do with your family if you need a little downtime. Let's
exactly.
go to a movie, everybody quiet, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, next week is kind of cool because when Thanksgiving comes along, they open the movies on Wednesday instead of Friday. So
uh-huh.
all the new movies are coming out early next week, and we're going to tell you about Tenacious D and The Pick of Destiny starring Jack Black.
All right.
And the one we think is going to be big is Deja Vu starring Denzel Washington.
Right, I've seen the commercials
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, it looks really good.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for coming in this morning, being in the studio. We'll talk to you next week right before the Thanksgiving weekend. You guys both have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Jenny.
You too. Jenny, thanks for having
I
us.
Will. My pleasure. Music's coming up. We are going to hear from Death Cab for Cutie, their Soul Meets Body, and 10,000 Maniacs with Peace Train next on 92.9 The Mountain.